Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call of Aditya Vision Limited, hosted by IIFL Capital Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Percy Panthaki from IIFL Capital Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi everyone, good evening. We are pleased to host the management of Aditya Vision Limited for their Q4 conference call. I have with me on the line Mr. Yashovardhan Sinha, Chairman and Managing Director, and Ms. Yosham Vardhan, Whole-time Director. I'll hand over the call to the management now, and then we will have a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Percy. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for our Q4 FY and FY25 earnings conference call. Today, we'll walk you through the key highlights of our financial performance, strategic initiatives, and business outlook. Our investor presentation has been shared on the stock exchange, and we hope you had the opportunity to review it. It gives me great pleasure to share that Q4 has been an exceptional quarter for us. In fact, best Q4 in AVL's entire history. We recorded a strong 30% growth in revenues, surpassing our guidances, despite all macro challenges. While January saw a brief slowdown, February and March witnessed a sharp rebound with strong consumer demand driving remarkable growth. The early onset of the summer further supported the momentum, helping us close the quarter on a high note. For the full year, we have achieved a resounding 30% revenue growth, continuing our consistent track record of maintaining a 30% CAGR revenue growth for the past 10 years. This speaks volumes about the strength of our business model and execution. On the expansion front, we opened 30 stores in FY25, where most of our new stores came in Uttar Pradesh. With that, we have now reached a total of 175 stores, a significant milestone as we continue to scale with purpose. Out of our 175 stores, 112 stores are in Bihar across all 38 districts, 29 stores in Jharkhand covering 21 out of 24 districts, and 34 stores in UP covering 20 out of 75 districts. We have recently expanded to Central UP, where we have opened about 10 stores, including 6 stores in Lucknow, in the later part of FY25. With this expansion, we are present in the three state capitals of three states where we are currently operating. We are proud to share that our strong and consistent performance has continued into FY25, delivering robust growth across all key financial indicators. Our revenue surged by 30%, reaching 2,260 crores in FY25, up from 1,743 crores in FY24. In this fast growth period also, we maintained EBITDA margins at 9%. Profit after tax grew by 37% to 105 crores compared to 77 crores in the previous year, a clear reflection of our deep understanding of the market we serve and relentless focus on driving sustainable yet profitable growth. In Q4 FY25, we continued to deliver strong performance with revenues growing from 376 crores in Q4 FY24 to 487 crores, reflecting a solid year-on-year growth of 30%. Our profit after tax also saw a healthy increase of 104% over the same period, rising to 16 crores from 8 crores. As you are aware, our business experiences a clear seasonality, with Q1 traditionally seasonal, being the strongest quarter driven by heightened demand for air conditioners, refrigerators, air coolers and related cooling products. To stay ahead of the seasonal demand curve, we follow a strategic approach of building inventory proactively, particularly starting in Q4. This year, in addition to our usual planning, we took a more cautious approach and built up more inventory due to uncertainty surrounding compressor supply. As a result, we accelerated inventory accumulation to safeguard against any potential disruptions and stockout situations and ensure readiness for a strong start in ensuing Q1. Moreover, the end of the financial year typically presents favorable buying opportunities from OEMs, which we leverage to secure products at attractive terms. We are confident that these high velocity items will be liquidated quickly as Q1 demand kicks in. Consequently, our inventory peaked at 698 crores as of March end. However, when viewed across the year, the average inventory level for FY25 stood at less than 500 crores, that is 494 crores on quarterly basis, offering a more accurate and normalized reflection of our inventory position throughout FY25. This strategic buildup of inventory ahead of business season resulted into negative cash flow, which historically gets into positive territory at the end of the summer season when a strategic high inventory gets liquidated. Moreover, as highlighted in my several earning calls, in our electronic retail, upfront payment carry a substantial discounts, which is important for achieving higher trading margins and avoid stockout situations. As such, payable days are kept less to boost profitability. In Q4 FY25, Bihar remained our largest revenue contributor at 77%, followed by Jharkhand at 13% and Uttar Pradesh at 10%. For the full year FY25, Bihar accounted for 80% of our total revenue, with Jharkhand and Uttar Pradesh contributing 12 and 8% respectively. Our same store sales growth stood at 19% for Q4 FY25. And 15% for the entire full year, reflecting continued strength in core markets and solid customer traction. Looking forward, we are committed to our growth strategy and are confident in our ability to sustain momentum. We plan to add 25-30 stores annually with a sharp focus on expanding our presence in Uttar Pradesh, where we see significant potential. At the same time, we will continue to deepen our reach across Bihar and Jharkhand, further strengthening our leadership in the region and fortifying it. With these efforts, we are well positioned to achieve significant growth over the medium term, driven by our disciplined execution, strong regional insight, and customer-centric approach. I will now hand over the floor to Mrs. Yosham Vardhan to provide an overview of the financial highlights for the quarter. Over to you, Yosham.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are pleased to present the robust financial performance for Q4 FY25 and FY25. Here is a summary of our key financial achievements. In FY25, revenue surged by 30%, reaching 2,260 crore. Gross margin stood at 15.7%. EBITDA reached 204 crore, with EBITDA margin at 9%. PAT exhibited a growth of 37%, totaling to 105 crores. SSSG for FY25 stood impressive at 15%. In Q4 FY25, revenue marked a 30% YOY increase, reaching 487 crores. Gross margin stood at 17%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 42 crore with EBITDA margin at 8.7%. PAT for the quarter stood at 16 crore, up 104% YOY. Our store count stands at 175 stores with 112 stores in Bihar, 29 stores in Jharkhand and 34 stores in Uttar Pradesh. SSSG for quarter 4 FY25 stood at 19%. We can now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Devanshu Bansal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good execution. Sir, I wanted to check that there are reports of unseasonal rains across various parts of the country. And last year, Q1 base is also specifically on a higher side. So I wanted to check what's your outlook for growth in the current quarter, as this quarter is critical because of higher salience in our overall annual numbers. So I wanted to check your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you're very right, Devansu. There has been unseasonal rain in this so far. But market has been slow, but despite that, we are in growth. And a major part of the quarter is still around there. And we hope that we are going to recover whatever growth which company is looking forward to.
Fair enough, sir. I also wanted to better understand this increase in working capital. Last year on a per store level, a year-end inventory was about 3 crore per store. And now this has inched up to 4 crore per store, right? So last year also there must have been some pent-up stocking ahead of the season. Now, this 35% increase in inventory per store, so are you also sort of expecting similar kind of growth on a same store level this year around, this time around, because just to sort of maintain stock terms that were there last year?
There is one more thing in this Q4. Actually, we were, in fact, manufacturer was sort of compressors, and there were some restrictions for compressors from the government. As well as there was definitely a industry was facing a shortage ahead of it. So we were slightly more proactive in acquiring inventories, which we, as you know, will be selling it out in Q1. So this has been the reason for slightly increase in inventory. And these increase in inventory is very temporary in nature, as you know. It is it does reflect on our books on 31st March, but later on, within a month or so, it becomes very reasonable.
Okay, so what I understand is, sir, your inventory position vis-a-vis competition is in a much better shape this time around, which should help you gain relatively better traction, right? So in the ongoing summer season, is this the right understanding?
Absolutely, Devan. So you can, in fact, see from behind also, from past also, that we have been doing well in Q1 just because we have been better placed in inventory level.
Understood. So last question from my end. This is on gross margin. Last couple of quarters, there has been a dip. In Q3, there was 100 basis points dip, and this time around it is 50 basis points. I wanted to check because UP contributes only about 10% of your revenue, right? So that particular state should not lead to this quantum of gross margin decline for you. So wanted to check if this is entirely related to that particular state, or there are some other reasons also for the drop in gross margin.
I've always been talking that we do not talk about any region or any state or as such. Actually, we believe in a basket way of gross margin. And gross margin in this financial year has gone down by 22 bips. And we think that for the quarter, it has come down by slightly more. But please do understand that most of our... In fact, around about, I'll tell you the exact, 14 out of 30 stores that has been opened in Q4. So entire 14, almost 50% of our new stores has started in Q4. So most of the expenses, operating expenses have come for these stores. However, these stores were started in this quarter itself. So it has come down. But still, we will maintain that our EBITDA margin will be something between 8 and 10%.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you for taking my questions. This is really helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take our next question from the line of Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thanks for the opportunity. So in terms of staff cost, it has materially gone up in this quarter to 4.3%. And in fact, it is highest in multiple quarters. So any particular reason, any additional investment that we would have done, let's say for UP or anything that, how should we read this number? Point number one. So that is one. And secondly, the tax rate in every Q4 seems to be on the materially higher side. I mean, even if I look at FY23, FY24, FY25 also. So any reason for such a sharp increase in tax rate, let's say in the fourth quarter itself, when the logically the tax rate should remain around 25% and it is around 25% in the 9 months in earlier years also. So why the tax rate is so high in
earlier years? We have already given our explanation. But this year there is no material change in tax rate. It is similar, and above all, Q4 figures are always balancing figures. When you get your accounts audited, and then these are balancing figures. So this year there is no material changes, I suppose. And coming to your first question, staff costs going up. As I told you just now, that almost 50% of our store addition was in Q4. So obviously, operating costs, employee costs, all the costs were coming in quarter four. So that was the reason for rise in staff costs.
Okay, sure, sir. And last question from my side in terms of the store addition guidance. So we will stick to around 25 odd stores in 26.
No. Our guidance will be definitely from 25 to 30 stores. But looking into the very bright picture around, we may like to increase, which later on in later quarters we'll update you.
Okay, so we may increase the guidance upwards.
Yes.
30-35 times.
Yeah, it can go upward, which will keep you updated in after another quarter or so.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Swati Jhunjhunwala from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my question. My first question is more on the demand side.
Swati, can you speak louder, please?
Is it audible now?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So the first question is on demand overall. Many consumer durables players are saying that April has not gone so well because of a delayed summer, should I say, and plus monsoons. So how do you see April? How has April gone? And how do you see May and June performing?
I've already told that demand has been slow, but despite that, Aditya Vision isn't in growth, our company. And we are seeing that, yes, this thing happens once in a while, most of the years, in fact, past year. When summer starts slowly, it again builds up later in the quarter. So we are quite bullish about this second half of May and full next month.
Okay. And second is on the guidance that you've given, 2025 revenue CAGR. Now, just two things I want to understand in this. Number one, what states are you targeting apart from Uttar Pradesh? And number two, what categories are you more focusing on?
As far as the state is concerned, right now we are focusing in Uttar Pradesh only. and we'll keep you updated. As I told you, in another quarter or so, maybe end of H1, I'll update you on what other territories we are looking at. And in categories, as far as categories are concerned, in fact, right now we are focusing on compressor products in this quarter.
All right. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for the question.
Thank you, Swati.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Percy Panthaki from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. My question is on the inventory. So you did mention that in anticipation of good summer and because of deals, we have done some advanced purchase, and that is the reason why the inventory has gone up. If I recollect correctly, the same thing had happened in last year Q4 also. So having already done that last year, with the base being reset upwards, if we do the same thing this year, that should not result in disproportionate increase. But the number of days of inventory has gone up for 2 years in a row. So just wanted to understand the reason for that.
In fact, both the years you will find that there was some, confusion regarding supply side. And this year, if you will remember, there was even more supply side issues were coming, being reported by manufacturers. There were restrictions from government for and tariff position was also being discussed. So many. In fact, export were diverted to USA from China. So our manufacturers, yes, they were anticipating that they will get less number of compressors. So there were so many, it was rather more uncertain. In fact, you know, entire world is so uncertain due to USA tariff and all that. So this year in the Q1, it was even more uncertainty we were facing. I don't think it is going to go up again in disproportionately in the future. But this year was definitely an exceptional one.
Got it. Sir, second question is on UP. If you can give some idea, what is the average sales per store for the entire number of stores that you have in UP?
We may not give you the store sale, average store sale, but we can only say that we have given you the hard figures, that this is the contribution from coming from in Q4. This is the contribution coming from UP. Entire Q4 sale.
Got it. Just from point of view of some investors, they might want to just evaluate whether you are getting a similar kind of response to the UP expansion as you get normally in your hometown.
Bihar, if you are referring to Bihar, then Bihar we have already, in fact, we are present at almost all locations. So if we go out of Bihar, then UP is just like same, just like in Jharkhand. There's no difference. We have been telling this in every earning call.
So the throughput in UP versus Jharkhand, is it similar? I mean, on a per store basis, the kind of throughput that you generate or per square feet, whatever way you measure, is it similar in UP and Jharkhand?
It's not, it's almost similar. It's not very significantly different.
Okay. Yeah, that's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Percy.
Thank you. We will take our next question from the line of Varun Singh from Elf Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, typically between April, May and June, April would be how much percentage of the total revenue for the quarter? That's my first question.
It depends. It's not the same for year on year. So your question, in fact, sometimes April is slightly cooler, then less sale will come in April, more sale will come in May or June. Similarly, sometimes with early onset of summer is there. So April is very high compared to May. So it will not give you an accurate picture, Varun.
Understood. But still, I mean, a ballpark, what is the typical range considering the fluctuations, which is fine?
Typical range is it slightly, of course, it peaks out in May and June, of course. And April, it gains momentum, I'll say.
Sorry, you said April momentum is high.
In April, it gains momentum, it takes momentum, summer sales, which in fact peaks out in May and throughout June. So it's safely you can say that 25% of entire quarter sale. Mother, you can think about that, but it's not strictly that. So 25% of sale will come from April.
Understood. And then secondly, in the first quarter, typically room AC is what percentage of overall revenue? That's my second question.
It's about now around 45-50%.
Understood, sir. And given your all past experience of like April being relatively moderate and then growth picking up in May and June, I mean, if you can help us understand that historically, this kind of fluctuation in weather because of sporadic rain, etc. I mean, how frequently you would have observed that despite April being moderate, May and June has picked up significantly? That's my last question, sir.
It is so difficult for me to answer your question, but still, it happens a lot. I just, in my earning call, I told you that January was very, very bad in Q4. But then February and March picked up and that brought us to 30% growth. So it's just a matter of summer kicking in, full summer kicking in. And I think people have already, they make their mind how much money they are going to spend on air conditioner or coolers or compressor product. And it's only, that season only happens. This is what is our observation.
Sure, sir. Understood. Answer one last question, if I may squeeze it.
Are you getting?
Yes.
Because you are asking a very important question. मतलब लोग बना लेते हैं मूड कि मेरे को खरीदना है बट व्हेन एक्चुअली हार्ड समर किक्स इन देन दे द सेल बिकम्स गेट क्लोज एट दैट टाइम बट मनी People make their budget that this summer we are going to get this room air conditioned also. We are going to get this air conditioner changed. So it's only when it is not very hot, people just postponed it for a few days. And the moment it comes, mother, you just have to have, let us say, 15, 20 days, 25 days of good summer. And I think that's all. Everybody will like just come to your store to buy air conditioner or cooling product.
Right, sir. And sir, one last question, if I may. As you called out that despite April being soft, we have been in growth, and yes. which is quite positive. But still, when we say that we are in growth, so compared to expectation, for example, if we would have expected maybe 20% growth. Is it fair to say that against the expectation of 20%, in our case, growth would be maybe 10 to 12%, which is still significantly better?
That will be not proper for me to say exactly what type of growth we have got in April because we have not disclosed it. So only thing I can tell you is that, growth is there, of course, in single digits. Growth is in single digits.
Understood, sir. Sure. Thank you very much, sir, and wish you all the best for future.
Thank you, Varun.
Thank you. We will take our next question from the line of Vijay Chauhan from Right Horizons PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I would like to understand what will be the sustainable SSSG going ahead, or let's say if we are looking from next 3 to 4 year perspective.
I think our SSG will be in double digits. This is all I can say, Vijay. Very firmly.
that SSG will be in double digits, because what we have seen in past and what we are, in fact, what is happening right now is we are having high double digit SSG. So I'll, if you will ask me, then I'll tell you that it will be definitely in double digits.
Okay, okay. And my second question would be on the total potential in terms of store count for UP. So is there any like guess or analysis you have done? Like let's say we are recently we have entered in the UP side. So is there any rough range or number of stores you think that this is the number, like the this is where the maturity will hit in UP, or any analysis you would have done? So any broad light will be good on UP market.
If Bihar can accommodate 112 stores, Vijay, so matlab, we can fairly well assume that in next, let us say, 2 to 3 years, we can have 200 stores in UP. The size and the kind of population it is, we will definitely aim to have double our store count in UP compared to Bihar, because that's the potential for UP.
Right, right. And any marketing plan, like when we enter to the new geography, is there any change, or we are mainly focusing on regional marketing, or we are also trying to become or project us as a national brand? Is there any, if you can shed some light on the marketing side, that will be fine.
We will not like to spend our money in vain, stakeholders' money that way. In fact, right now, if national, there is no need for any national marketing strategy. We are in Bihar, Jharkhand, and UP, as I have been telling all the time, that culturally these are almost same in nature. So our marketing strategy also remains regional in nature. As you know, it is very expensive going national campaign for marketing. And I don't think there is any need right now to spend that kind of money on marketing.
Okay. Okay. That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you, Vijay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Devanshu Bansal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, in the PPT, there is some increase in our expectations for CAPEX, working capital, as well as payback period, right? So is it largely due to cost inflation, or there are some new category additions that we are planning to introduce in stores?
There are so many factors, Devan. So, in fact, what you said, that the biggest contributor is we are opening larger format stores. So, stores have now, average store size has become 4,500, which was 4,000 previously. So, obviously, more capex is required, more products on display is required. So, working capital is also required in that. So, this is the reason. For that rise, and of course inflation is there, of course. So these are all because of which we are, but the major reason will be that our format of store has increased.
Yes, sir. So this was my second or a follow-up part. So in this year, that we noticed that the average store size of new stores that what we have opened is like 5,500, that has taken the overall company level to 4,500. So, and most of the stores have happened in UP, right? So, what is the strategic thought process for opening larger stores in the new area which we are entering? So, what is it like? We are offering much better assortment, or so what different are we trying to do strategically in this new state versus our earlier operations?
This is our, in fact, optimism rather, Devanshu, that these places are going to do very well because of the population. And again, when we are going to a new state, we are going to a new city, we want to give that experience to our customer which no other showroom is able to give. So this is our primary strategy.
Understood. So why I was sort of stressing upon this was because UP, earlier we had indicated that at least we are sort of leaving some margins just to gain good traction with new consumers, right? And now on the capital investment perspective, we are investing higher. So I wanted to check, will the unit metrics be broadly similar versus our earlier operation? That can happen naturally because as the stores mature, we may hit a relatively higher revenue per stores, etc. But so the purpose of asking that question was that because margins are lower and then invested capital is higher. So
this is your assumption, Devanshu, that margins are lower. I told you that's very strategic. This is something which I cannot discuss on earning call. But this is what I can say, that this is not the, in fact, norm that margins are less. It's not about that. It's about so many other things which customers, they want to see on the floor of the showroom. And everything included, we believe that experience or what is our competition, we see the competition around. Of course, we believe that a lot of room is there to coexist with big competitions also. But then you will have to have the same type of experience what others can are seeing or may see in future. It is for future also. But above all, all included, these are very high density population areas where we must have bigger stores.
Fair enough, sir. Lastly, wanted to also check on increase in payables, right? So over time, we have always maintained that the model pursued is cash and carry model, but this time around, there is some 90 crore increase in payables as well. So was it like a timing thing or how should we read that?
No, you can read it very straightforward, Devanshu, that as I have told you before also, that even when you are on cash and carry basis, you get sufficient time from the manufacturer to get the products delivered to your store. So that is the gap which reflects on the date of balance sheet. It's not about going up because we were high on inventory, so higher was the sundry creditor. But these are reflected only because since now GST is there, so most of the products we are buying from manufacturers on IGST basis. So these products are billed from the company and it takes some time to reach our stores. And our payable time kicks in from the time we receive our products.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thanks for taking my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take this as our last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
We trust that we have addressed all your inquiries to your satisfaction. If you have any remaining unanswered questions, please don't hesitate to contact our investor relations agency, Go India Advisors. They will be more than happy to assist you further. Thank you so very much and goodbye.
Thank you. On behalf of IIFL Capital Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.